This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for world-class carbon wheels that are UCI approved, come with a lifetime warranty and shipped free worldwide, then check out Wheel Science. Get all the performance at half the price, and when you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout, you'll get an extra 10% discount. To learn more, head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels to find out more, or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels.
This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to the next edition of the podcast. My name is Brad Brown. It's great to have you with us. Thanks for listening. And we head to the United Kingdom now to catch up with Neil Eddy. Neil, welcome back onto the podcast. You are a monster on the run. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you've got a standalone marathon, a London marathon of 2:30 and some change. So you are rapid, to say the least. What's the secret to running fast off the bike?
Oh, certainly something I've worked on and worked on to develop with my coach as well. And I think I had a bit of a natural ability with running from a young age, but it's something I went away from, and I stopped running, and I competed in other sports, which I've previously said. So then coming back to triathlon, when I first started, I never really used to do much run training, and it was something that was my weaker discipline, but it's something that I kind of hid away from a little bit, really. So when I started running short distance and Olympic distance races, you know, that those 10K times and 5K times started coming down. So when I stepped up to 70.3 and Ironman with my coach Joel, that was certainly something that was that we developed in those longer runs, and we developed that long distance pace, really.
Well, what do you think some of the things you've worked on that have really moved the needle on your run?
So, certainly the consistency of it, getting those consistent run weeks together, trying to, you know, touch wood, stay injury free and not have any long periods off those runs. But certainly having, you know, I running off the bike, getting used to that, and which some people avoid, or doing some of those key sessions. So each week we'll always have a sort of tempo session in there, a speed session, and a long run, and then other bits and pieces in between. But sometimes that tempo run would be off the bike, so it might be a bit of a shorter bike day at the weekend, but you're putting in those key sessions in there. And even in the long runs, you know, sometimes it's nice to go out, and I do enjoy those long runs on a Sunday when I've got no structure, and I can just go out and I can just run, and it might be, you know, 10 miles or 15 miles or 12 miles, whatever it is. They're really nice to enjoy. And then there's other times when you're coming up to key races, or you've got a pre-season half marathon or something, and those structured runs start coming in. So you have those build runs in there that you're sort of building up to your race pace by the end of it.
What's your favorite run workout? What do you love doing?
Like I said before, we've got a great coastline here. So running along the coast, I don't do it that often, because, you know, so often you've got to get those key run sessions in, and you can't really do it along the coastline. But certainly with a couple of thousand feet, you know, in 10 miles of coastline running, and the time just flies by, because, you know, within 20 minutes, all of a sudden you're like, oh, 20 minutes has gone. And, you know, it feels like I've just started running, just because you're so distracted with the coastline and watching where your feet are going and working on that. Working on the you know, the ups and downs of the hills. So that's certainly key. But I think, again, mixing it up, when those long runs have those structure in it, I really do get that satisfaction on a Sunday morning that you can go out for a run, come back and have breakfast, and you know you've ran 15, 20 miles or 10 miles, and you've done a hard workout in the middle of that.
You mentioned the key to running well is consistency and staying injury free. What is there anything in particular? I mean, what's your sort of regime outside of running to keep yourself in tip top shape that you can stay injury free? Recovery? Do you strength and conditioning? What sort of stuff do you do?
Yeah, absolutely. I kind of I do little bits of strength and conditioning. I started the other year doing a bit of hot yoga leading into when I first qualified for Kona. One, because I wanted to get used to learning to sweat, and when you're doing a bit of yoga in a 38 degree room, and you've just got that you're learning to sweat and hydrate at the same time, which is quite good. So that's quite key to keeping the body flexible. But then having a conditioning session once a week, so that's just really low key. things like single leg squats, a few bit of band and resistant work, a few hip exercises, and I've always, you know, try to work on my glutes because, you know, fundamental to biking and swimming and biking and running. And sometimes that's where the body can break down a bit. And that's where, you know, everyone gets the IT band and the knees are tracking. And so I keep on top of that. And then I'm really lucky to have a good physio and sports massage locally, which I try and see. I see more regularly during race season, you know, every 10 days or so, or a couple of times a month at least, sometimes more, depending if I've got a little niggle and I can easily pop to them just for 20 minutes, even if I've got a little strain or something that I know is coming on that they can sort out. And then just keeping strong during the winter months as well and trying to maybe strengthen that. But I do have to stay away from too much conditioning because I'm, unfortunately, in our sport, you know, I can put on the muscle mass quite easily, so I need to stay away from the gym. Otherwise, I kind of bulk up my shoulders and stuff too much, which doesn't help with the running.
No, absolutely not. Neil, as always, great to catch up. I look forward to talking about your nutrition strategies, and we'll save that for next time out. If you've enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge, I want to invite you to check out the Coach Parry Training Club. The Coach Parry Training Club is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of their triathlon journey. Whether you're just starting out in the sport and training for your first sprint distance race, or if you've been around the block a few times and are looking to take your Ironman performance to the next level, then the Coach Parry Training Club can help you. Developed by double Olympic and Commonwealth Games triathlon coach Lindsay Parry and myself, the Coach Parry Training Club is the go-to online platform for your training needs. It's like having a coach in your pocket. Get 20% off when you join the Coach Parry Training Club by using the coupon code KONA at checkout. Head over to thekonaedge.com/coach or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/coach.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge. We'll be right back.